You're listening to Civic Media. You can tune into any of our live shows on any radio station across the state with the Civic Media app. Find us in your phone's app store and listen anytime, anywhere.
Okay. All right. WMDX, yeah, you heard. And we're here keeping you company in the morning from State Street, broadcasting from the capital city, Madison. Check us out on the Civic Media app and voice notice. Mm-hmm. As long as you keep it clean, we'll play it right here on the air.
Yes.
You know?
Yeah, and you can call us, 608-879-8255. A cloudy start this morning and some light rain in the area. We could be in for some thunderstorms and steady, warm temperatures. It's going to feel hot and humid all day long. So just get used to it. Okay?
Wow.
I don't want to hear any complaints. Just go inside.
Stay
in the air conditioning. Go see a movie. They have air conditioning at movie theaters.
Guess you've had it, huh?
I've had it. Complaining to me.
All right.
What I hear about it anymore. 7 minutes past the hour. You know what? I'm in a very caring, giving mood again.
Well, you sound like it this morning.
Just like last hour when I was in a mood to, you know, maybe give something to somebody who wants.
Give back, right?
Give back. That's right. Give back.
Pay forward. Let's hear it.
Yeah, something like that. In fact, right now we have another Chula Vista getaway. It's an overnight stay at a junior suite, Chula Vista Resort. Water passes for four people, and it also includes a zip line adventure and dining voucher at Kilbourne City Grill.
Ziplining, that's cool.
Oh, it's fun stuff.
Yeah.
And you could be a winner right now if you're the first caller, 608-879-8255. If you have not won something from Civic Media in the last 30 days, give us a call, 608-879-8255. And looks like we got a caller already there, Dom. Let's go to the phone lines.
Well, we invited ourselves along with Troy.
I know.
I don't know if he
took us up on that
invitation.
Who do we have on the line? Is this Don?
Yes, it is.
Hi, Don. Where are you calling from?
I'm up north.
Up away. North. Good.
Up north there. Yeah. Hey, okay.
We love it.
Have you been to Chula Vista before?
Yeah, several times when my children were younger.
Yeah. Excellent. Well, you're going again. We'll get the information from you. Hang on the line here.
Wow.
Yeah, congratulations.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Yes. Well, you'll have fun at Chula Vista Resort in Wisconsin.
You can always invite John and Gordy and Dom along
with
you.
Yeah, you could do that if you wanted to. But,
I do want to do that.
Do you?
Come on up, guys.
Oh, okay.
All
right.
Definitely
cool.
Get Don's information here.
All right. Yeah. Don't mess this up.
Guys. All right. Okay. Congratulations, Don. Hang on the line here. Dom will get all the information we need, and we'll be giving away some more tickets along the way. In fact, tomorrow we have Brewer tickets to give away because it's free ticket Friday.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So we'll probably do the rest of the Chula Vista tickets on Monday.
All right.
Okay.
Well, that's quite the plan.
I've got the plan, and that's it.
We're going to the game, the Brewer Cubs game.
Yes,
on
Tuesday. Yes. Yeah, that's
a tight race now.
Oh,
right?
I know it. Yeah, they're fighting it out for the National League Central Division, the Cubs and the Brewers. So this should
Brewers
be a
are a game ahead
game.
Now, I think.
I believe so. And then, yeah, I didn't hear what they did yesterday. But
they won.
Did they?
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, I don't know what the Cubs did. But in any case, yes, it's a tight race, and they're in Milwaukee for the next series there. Yeah. And we'll be at the Tuesday evening game. Should be a lot of fun with our winners.
Now, you know, I mentioned earlier that, you know, the White House idea now to deal with the Jeffrey Epstein list is to just remain silent.
Is that right?
So as I'm looking at the story, I had it on first thing when we got here this morning, the headline changed.
The headline changed.
Now the White House tightens its grip on Jeffrey Epstein messaging by putting out different information to confuse people.
Really?
And change the subject matter.
Uh-huh.
So, I just, here's the thing.
Yeah.
We should decide now. Do we want to keep covering the Jeffrey Epstein thing or not?
Well,
we know that these guys are in quicksand and they're going down quickly. Why should we extend an arm?
Well,
you know, just repeating the same old BS over and over.
We can't ignore it, though. We can't just ignore the thing. It's just continuing, and what can we do about it? We got to report at least the headlines on it.
Well, you know, Epstein went to, you know, Trump's wedding. You have to be pretty close to get an invite to Trump's wedding.
But now it's all about Ghislaine Maxwell.
Well, do you know how to say that?
I don't know. Is there any way that we could get an exact pronunciation?
Yeah, I think we do.
Oh, you know, Julian. Yeah, let's turn to Julian. What does he say about Ghislaine Maxwell?
We are looking at how to pronounce the name of British socialite who is known in particular for her association with financier and convicted criminal Jeffrey Epstein. Now, the question is on her first name more than anything, which is of French origin. And in French, it can be pronounced either Ghislaine or Ghislaine. But in British, as is the case for her, her first name is generally pronounced Ghislaine Maxwell.
Ghislaine.
Okay. All right. I think that's what they're seeing in the news as well. Ghislaine.
All right. Well, yeah. I'm glad we got Julian on that. All right. So. Now we know officially.
It's funny. We're sitting there saying, well, how is it said? And, you know, we're looking and reading through stories, and they never mention her first name. So we're sitting here flailing.
Well,
but that's
now
behind
the
scenes.
Now
right?
we know. Okay. Yeah. Ghislaine. Okay.
All right.
This portion of the show brought to you by Verlo Mattress. You can wake up. You can sleep better on a Verlo mattress. They have their sale is continuing. The 4th of July sales event continues, and they also are still selling at a discount price the adjustable bed frames.
Yes.
Just tell them John Peterson sent you in.
Oh, yeah.
Find out about the adjustable bed frames, 30 to 50% off.
They will take 30 to 50% off if you mention my name.
That's right. And the adjustable bed frame, they have the V9. That sounds luxurious, doesn't it?
That is something else,
yes. You can save a generous $200 off on your purchase of the V9 adjustable bed frame. Find out more at Verlo Mattress, East Side or West Side, or go to verlo.com. Okay?
All right. Two stories, a bad one and a good one.
Okay. Well, why don't you go with
Let's go with the it's not a good story.
Okay.
But it's surreal. So why don't we get to that one? It is the Tesla restaurant diners, the retro diners that are being built possibly throughout the entire world. That's right. Tesla has launched a retro-inspired drive-in diner that doubles as an electric vehicle charging station. Now you can see I was looking up charging stations online for the area, and this story popped up, and it's true. It is a diner vehicle charging station restaurant, the first one, and it's up and running. It is at West Santa Monica Boulevard in Hollywood.
Okay,
perfect place for this.
Yeah.
Grotesque monster.
So it's a diner.
Yeah, okay, well, yeah, I guess so. Listen to this.
Okay.
The place has 80 supercharging stalls.
80
of them, making it the largest urban supercharging station in the world. I think somewhere there is a diner.
Somewhere around the charging
station.
That
doesn't sound like an eyesore, does it?
Mm.
Okay, there's more here.
Okay.
You do need your Tesla touchscreen in order to order ahead if you want to order food ahead of time, or see what they're playing on one of the two giant 66-foot LED mega screens.
What?
There's one screen on each level, so there's a two-level diner. It's not much of a diner.
What, it's not a diner at all.
Sounds like Camp Randall, only, you know, with a roof.
That's bizarre.
Yeah, yeah. Tech reporter Sawyer Merritt shares the menu by saying that it's $13 for a hot dog.
You know,
actually,
you know,
the menu doesn't sound that expensive. He makes it sound expensive, but it really isn't. $15 for fried chicken and waffles? Okay. And then offering breakfast options as well. The diner is open 24 hours. Musk posted saying that the more diners are coming to other cities around the world back in 2021. Get this. Tesla applied for a patent using the Tesla name for goods and services, including restaurants.
Hmm.
An interesting note. I found this in the story, too. Elon wants to now create X money. We kind of knew that, yeah.
Okay.
This is the whole point of deregulating, taking Doge into the government, deregulating everything, because he was stopped from using X as X money.
Okay.
It's like a PayPal takeoff.
I see.
And this is his push. He, you know, had an interest in PayPal at one time, and he was ousted out. And in fact, way back when, 20 years ago, he wanted a name. He didn't want PayPal. He wanted it to be X.com.
No kidding.
Instead of PayPal.
Really?
Yeah. Oh. So that's kind of the history on X and why he renamed Twitter, which is the dumbest thing in the world, one of the dumbest things we've seen ever happen in the world, into X, which doesn't roll off the tongue at all in a conversation.
Stuck with it. Yeah. Go back to Twitter.
Yeah.
Change it back.
Well, we do. We kind of switch back and
Twitter
forth.
Twitter X.
Yeah. Well, yeah. I tweeted this. Yeah.
Mm. Yeah. That's right.
So that sounds kind of fun, doesn't it? Can't wait till these giant...
How big are those screens again?
66 feet.
And two of them.
Two of them, one on each floor. And then, of course, you have the charging stations.
Yeah.
And these are supercharging stations. You know, it takes about 20 minutes.
Faster?
Yeah, you can charge up your vehicle in about 20 minutes.
Wow.
To about 80%. So, yeah, that's not too bad. But 80 of them, that's something else.
Just enough time to go in and have a $15 hot dog and come back out again. Vehicle's charged and away
you
go.
Well, that's the point, you know. Okay. You charge and then you're kind of wandering around, right? So why not? You know, I looked up charging stations here in Madison.
Yeah,
as
you got the new space car.
I got the space car. It is the space car.
Have you seen John's car?
Yesterday, yeah.
Dom,
we checked it out. I actually kind of like stuck my head inside. It was really, it was crazy.
If you watch the old marionette shows, the supercar.
Oh, yeah. Supercar. Yeah, so, the marionette. Yeah, yeah, the version. Yes.
But I like space car.
Space car, yeah. Yeah, it's
but
pretty
I was
cool.
I was looking for these, and MG&E, if you're in their district, they sponsor a lot of these super charging stations.
Yeah.
You don't get a discount. You get discounts at other places.
Yeah.
But the superchargers, they don't offer you the electric discount by using them, so I'm kind of angry about that.
But you found a place to charge it up, right? Your car?
I did.
The space car?
Yeah. Level 2.
In Middleton?
There are three levels where you just plug it into the wall. That's level 1. Level 2 is just a normal charge, which they recommend doing almost all the time.
I see.
And supercharging where you're out in the highway and you got to go someplace and you're halfway through your trip, you got to get that supercharge in and then buy a $15 hot dog and watch a show or a movie on the 66-foot LED screen on one of the two floors.
I'm just impressed by the sleek look of that car. I mean, it's like a hot rod in a way, and it's sort of, but it's very futuristic looking. And I, you know, I'm impressed that at your age that you are driving that car, because it seems like you should have had that midlife crisis 20 or 30 years ago. But
I've been accused of that.
Is.
I was accused of that.
Were you really?
I see the cops' heads bob up when they see my car go by, and they've got the radar going.
Coming up next, we're going to talk to Abby Abramovich from Downdrin's Distilling on John and Gordy in the Morning.
You're listening to Civic Media. Stay up to date on the latest news and information for your local community and Wisconsin by signing up for our free email newsletter. Visit civicmedia.us/email to get started. We'll be right back.
WMDX, it's 92.7, you know. And you can also get us on the Civic Media app, where there is no dial, and it's just kind of a mystery, you know.
It's not a mystery.
You just press on the WMDX button, and you can
there
listen
we are.
Each and every morning.
That's right.
We were on Maggie Dawn's show yesterday, and we promoted ourselves a lot. So we hope we have new listeners statewide.
Yes. It's 7:23. It's cloudy out there and warm and humid all day long. Some scattered showers, maybe a thunderstorm along the way. And it's going to be pretty muggy. So use the air conditioning. That's my advice.
All right. Well, that's it. Stay indoors.
Abby Abramovich joins us. Good morning, Abby.
Good morning, guys.
Abby is with Downdrin's Distilling. And we appreciate you coming in this morning and being a sponsor for our Cubs Brewers ticket giveaway.
That's right.
We're going
yes.
with our winner
yes.
on Tuesday yep. to the big game at AmFam Field. And thank you for
helping absolutely.
Sponsor today.
Yeah, that was fantastic.
So for people that don't know about Downdrin's Distilling, just give us the overview here. You have a lot to offer.
There. Yeah, for sure. So it's a small family-owned business that my husband and I own and operate. We are out in Cottage Grove. We have a tasting room and a giant outdoor cocktail garden. We're open year-round. We do tons and tons of events. We, you know, from pro wrestling we have going on this Saturday on
really?
The 26th.
Yeah.
Pro wrestling.
Yeah, they build a ring out in our cocktail garden.
Oh, my God.
It's an absolute blast.
Have you done this before?
Yeah.
Pro wrestling?
This is like the fourth year in a row we've done it.
People,
we do it a couple times
what kind
a summer.
Of people do you have wrestling out there?
Anyone and everyone, from kids to...
Oh,
you know,
well, kids would be fun, you
it's
certainly, but
people of all ages have an absolute blast,
okay.
I will tell you.
Right.
But so we do tons and tons of different events, family friendly,
yeah,
pet
mm-hmm.
friendly.
Is it like you have a maximum alcohol limit for people getting out there wrestling? You don't want, you know,
well,
people to get sloppy.
Well, luckily the wrestling is not actually open to the public for competing, so you're just a patron and watching others that are the pros doing it.
Well, maybe we could have a John and Gordy wrestling match out there.
Oh, and, I don't know if that's a good idea
during the event.
But we are going to do something special on September 6th for some of our listeners, an appreciation party, and also a tour of your facilities, right?
Yeah, absolutely. We're going to be doing a giveaway for 20 individuals and a guest where it's going to be like a private tour with myself and my husband going around the distillery back in the production area, kind of doing a tasting of some of our top products.
Excellent.
And it'll be a really fun event.
Yeah, looking forward to that. It's going to be a lot of fun. And I think our friend Dr. Chris Kammer, our dentist friend, is going to be along to entertain us all at this event.
Yeah,
and we'll have some prizes and a few giveaways and some t-shirts and that kind of thing to
absolutely.
Some of our listeners. And again, that's September 6th, and we'll give more information in the next week or two on that.
Yeah, for sure.
But so
thanks for sponsoring the, you know, the Brewer ticket giveaway.
Yeah,
we appreciate
it. You saved my marriage.
John's wife is a Cubs fan.
Yes.
Oh, good. Yeah.
So, there you go.
Same,
and I'm also a Cubs fan.
Really?
Same.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. So, really, you're a Cubs fan?
Yeah. It's coming. It's waxed and waned over the years. But
oh, really?
If I have to pick a team, it's the Cubs.
Okay. We talked to Pete Trauba. Was he the one who said that he
grew up near Wrigley?
But he doesn't care. He doesn't watch the Cubs anymore because they won the pennant. That's it.
Lot of Cubs fans, after they won in 2016, after not
point.
Winning for, you know, a century
now they don't
plus.
Have to pay attention, right?
Well, it's kind of like, they were lovable losers up until then, and then they won the World Series, and now it's kind of like a whole different thing. But anyway, back to Downdrin's Distilling. What are your hours there?
So right now we're still in summer hours.
Yeah.
We're open. It's a little bit different day by day. Tuesday, Wednesday and Thursday, we get open at 4 p.m. and we're open till 9-10 o'clock. And then Fridays, we actually are 3 to 11, and then the weekends we open at 11 a.m.
Now I understand you also have a children's play area.
Yeah, we have a playground outside. So in our outdoor, cocktail garden, it's like an 11,000 square foot area.
Wow.
We've got grassy areas. We've got like perennial garden beds. There's a stage. We've got all sorts of cool like string lights. It's beautiful at night. And then we have a playground. So family friendly for sure.
So the kids can carry around a highball glass and
I mean, not recommended, and we don't serve individuals under 21, but it is a great time for socialization.
I apologize, Abby.
No, it's okay. But it's a great time that people can come hang out, and there's something for your kids to do. So you can have a human interaction with your family, with your friends. And
well,
your
that used to
children
be the way
have it, something to do instead
that's
of
the way it
sitting
was
in
done way back when. I mean,
you know?
We used to hang out with our parents, you know, we're at the bar, and we used to hang out in the bar and, you know, just adventure and listen to the jukebox. And
That's Wisconsin.
That's Wisconsin. Yeah. That's
but
what we do here.
The cocktail garden is also very heavily inspired by, like, German beer gardens.
Oh, it
where
is.
It's literally just like, it's a park,
I've not
right?
Been out there.
And
I
there,
can't wait to go out there.
You know, happens to be beer there, along with everything else. We have mocktails, we have wine, we have beer, we have soda.
Yeah, specialty drink.
And then
anything,
we have specialty cocktails of our spirits.
Yeah, what do you got? What?
We have like 40 different spirits. We make flavored rums, flavored vodkas, gin, whiskey, liqueurs. We really focus on highlighting ingredients with local producers.
Well, I promise I'm going to try each and every one of those.
Okay.
Deal.
You carry
That's
me out
be a fun
later.
Party. If people want to find out more, what's the website?
Doundrins.com. That's D-O-U-N. DRINS.com.
Abby Abramovich, thanks for being with us. We'll see you at the meet and greet appreciation party September 6th.
Thank you so much, guys.
Yeah, we'll tell our listeners more about that as it gets closer. Coming back with more. Stay with us.
WMDX, John and Gordy in the morning. And in just a few moments, we'll be talking to Jim Santel. Big decision from the Supreme Court. We'll be talking about that in just a few moments.
7:35, cloudy, maybe some scattered showers and thunderstorms at times today. Very warm and humid all day long. This portion of the show brought to you by Madison Hearing Aid Center. Not sure what others are saying because of loud background noise. Are you always saying, what? What'd you say?
Yeah.
Huh?
Yeah.
Well, you need to call Jim and Sarah at Madison Hearing Aid Center. They help me. They help John. They can help you, too. Give them a call, 608-249-4077, or go to their excellent website, madisonhearingaidcenter.com. You can take an initial hearing test there and then make an appointment. They're at 4706 Cottage Grove Road in Madison. They do a great job. Madison Hearing Aid Center. Okay.
So I couldn't use that as an excuse
what
anymore.
Do you mean?
You know, well, I didn't hear you.
Yeah, I know.
Too bad, you know. Let's move on. All right. Let's get to the topic at hand here. Jim, welcome to the program. We were on yesterday afternoon. This decision was not made at that point.
Yeah, we had some new stuff coming
out.
Yeah,
we've got a new thing to talk about, and it's a huge decision, Jim. What the heck is going on here? This is it's like striking, like bowling, hitting strikes every time he goes to the Supreme Court.
Right, exactly. And this is not new, regrettably, but it certainly is a part of the overall trend, if you will, from the Supreme Court. And it sounds fairly wonky again, but it's an important group. It's called the Consumer Product Safety Commission.
Yeah.
These are the folks who keep everything safe and secure, everything from toys to batteries to all kinds of things in the household. And so we know that a number of months ago, three of the commissioners had decided to cast some votes to stop the import of poorly made lithium-ion batteries and objecting to some staffing cuts. That draws the attention of my president, and he terminates them, or tries to. Mm-hmm. And that's the most important point. They appeal this, as they rightly can, under the theory that the president has no capacity legally, congressionally, to do this. Can't fire commissioners.
Right.
And lower courts agree with that, say, no, I've got to be reinstated. Supreme Court just yesterday says, nope, once again, the president does have this capacity to do it. He is the commander in chief. He is the Constitution vests the executive power in the president without any more reference than that.
That's Supreme not Court good.
Says, go ahead, fire them. This once again, as we have talked in this broadcast repeatedly, emergency docket, shadow docket, no reasons, simply giving Donald Trump permission to do the illegal thing that he is doing when it comes to these and other folks.
This is outrageous. I don't even know how to approach something like this. You know, they did mention that these were three Democratic individuals. And using politics in the reasoning, you would think somewhere along the way that would be a First Amendment issue, wouldn't it?
It should be all, probably, all amendments, but yes, absolutely.
All amendments,
Right? It just, their names are Mary Boyle, Richard Trumka, Alexander Honsarek. And again, even though, again, they've got those partisan backgrounds, they come to this, as do all these folks, as commissioners. They don't do things that are political, overtly partisan in nature, right? They do things to keep us safe and secure. That should be an issue that crosses parties, Republicans and Democrats, and it has been. Not to say that they have not disagreed with things, but what you do is you strip this institution of its ability to do its job. We know that the Supreme Court also said, when it comes to a thing called the Merit Systems Protection Board, the National Labor Relations Board, all these things, where the president also stripped those folks, stripped the commissioner of some folks' commission of those participants. Again, giving him the authority just because he's the president, it's the Constitution, and saying go ahead and do it. The other piece of this, once again, shadow docket. We've got no explanation for it, and yet there we are.
But
there we are once again.
No, wasn't that commission on this board, the Consumer Product Safety Commission, wasn't it split up equally? It was like Democrats and Republicans, right?
Sure. That's exactly how this is typically done. There are appointments made to ensure that if there's any concern about this being partisan in nature, that you've got roughly equal representation.
It's exactly.
Not perfect, of course. It never is, because you've got human beings here. But again, the concept, which I think, John, you're all over here, is these are people, yes, appointed from those pockets, if you will. But the question of whether or not a particular toy is safe for toddlers, is that really something that's on the partisan agenda of one party? No, it should be everybody, right? And, and again, the issues that they deal with are to keep us safe and secure. The president doesn't like what you do. You run afoul of him. And also you're critical of staffing cuts, which is the other part of this.
Yeah.
And the answer is you're gone. And that is the United States of America, endorsed by our Supreme Court, that we're living in 2025. At least three of these so-called independent agencies. I know you've talked about this as well. This unified executive theory.
Yeah.
This is it in practice. This is I am the law. Again, I'll quote Louis XIV, l'état, c'est moi, I am the law, I can do whatever I want, and we're seeing it yesterday once again. This is not a future problem, this is here right now.
Just outrageous.
Jim, isn't the Supreme Court supposed to be on vacation now? Aren't they done?
Right.
You know, can't we give us a break?
Yeah,
come on.
I will tell you, I teach a class at the local university here, and they keep saying to me, I thought we had the last of this back in June when you told about those 67 cases. And I said, yeah, they're still, again, showing up for work, which they should. Yeah. I think your point, Gordy, is just more that, gosh, can't you just work on, you know, your assignments for the fall and put together the term paper that describes what you did over the summertime and come back and do this? They do not. And again, it indicates that, again, that's the merits docket. Now we're in this situation where routinely, by my count, somewhere approaching, if not beyond, 20 different emergency orders since January.
Yeah.
And we're just going ahead. July, August, September, and then October, we start all over again. This is not typical for what a Supreme Court does. And again, let the underlying litigation go ahead. Let the lower courts have the trials and have the appeals. That's how our system works. Nope. Run to the court on an emergency application from the Department of Justice, and you will get six members of our Supreme Court who will say, go ahead, do what you want, even while the underlying claims by these parties are unresolved, no judgment below. How? What more outrage can there be about these kinds of things?
Well, Mark in Prairie du Sac wants to throw his two cents in with this comment.
Sure.
The shadow docket sounds a lot like the courts that our founders in the Declaration of Independence listed as one of the indictments against King George's courts.
Hmm. Right. Absolutely. You look back, I happened to post some portions of the Declaration of Independence on Independence Day, not identified by many people who are looking at that, but that's Mark's exactly right. You're exactly right. Noting that one of the concerns was just about doing things. They didn't use the word transparency, but one of their concerns with King George was, tell us what you're doing, do these things in a way that gives us due process, and give us a feel that even if the judgment against us is bad, we don't like it, that we've had our shot in court, and we know what the judges are doing. That's a democracy, and of course, that's not what we had at the starting of this nation as colonies. That's what we're supposed to have now. And then again, you think about that hilarious but very sobering portion of Hamilton, where you have that comical King George coming forward saying, "You'll be back," and singing that. You wait and see, and indeed, we appear to be, if not completely back, pretty darn close to being exactly what we had at the time of the Declaration of Independence.
It almost seems like the courts of our land don't mean anything at all. They can make all the decisions they want, and if you get it into the Supreme Court's area, they negate every damn decision these courts are coming up with, and they're making sense. They're actually reading the Constitution. They're telling us why they're making these decisions, with even long decisions, 80-page decisions. And yet the Supreme Court does whatever the hell it wants at this point. You know, we should have been at least, I guess they tipped their hand when they got rid of the Chevron decision.
Right.
Mean, that was one of the major decisions, things that the Republicans did not like for so many decades. And, where they left departments up to handle what Congress intended to, pass as far as laws are concerned for each,
exactly.
Like the EPA or whatever else, the Department of Education. They intended certain things to happen in those departments, and the departments had control of that, and they got rid of that, and then they threw the decision into the lower courts to make the decisions for them. Instead of using expertise, they used the legal system to come up with the end result.
And we use you don't want me, you don't want Jim Santel deciding major issues about engineering and medicine and science and
well, actually,
space
I trust
travel,
you more
all
than
kinds
I...
of things. I know a very little bit about a thing about this wide or so.
Yeah.
And yet, if my gut tells me that there's something wrong with the lower court decision, that's enough. That, too, it's all a part of this overall. It is, as you mentioned, Project 2025. It is chipping away at the confidence that Americans have always had, even in an imperfect system. Nobody looks at this system and says, oh, it's every single day they're doing absolutely the right thing. But we've got the checks and balances. We no longer have that. Interestingly, if I can throw another thing out on the table here.
Yeah, please.
We also had, speaking about those lower court judges, you had a couple of judges also yesterday, big news day in rule of law things. Yeah. You had a couple of judges, one in Tennessee, one in Maryland. We've talked about the Maryland judge before. This has to do with Kilmer Armando Abrego Garcia once again.
Yes.
He is ordered released. He is ordered released by a judge named Waverly Crenshaw, who says government has put a poor attempt together to tie Abrego to this gang, MS-13. He orders him released as he is not a danger to the community. And then, and that's on the underlying criminal case. Remember this, he's indicted. Mm-hmm. And then he got Judge Zinnes, who's in Maryland. She is handling the immigration case within minutes, maybe even seconds. She issues another order and says, oh, by the way, if you are thinking of going and picking him up and deporting him now that he's no longer in custody, don't you dare. That happened yesterday within minutes of each other, two different jurisdictions, Abrego Garcia. And again, it shows what the lower court judges are doing, candidly, to protect not just Abrego Garcia, but the fundamental notion of how these things should work.
Yeah.
And it's no small thing that it happened again yesterday. We will see what the government does. Mr. Abrego Garcia, plainly in the target. We also have this outrageous situation where the Justice Department is saying that if in fact he is released, they will, even while he's under indictment, they'll deport him again.
What?
That's the kind of thing that's going on from our time. So it's just wild. And but we do have lower federal judges, to the extent that they can, who are still saying, you know what, the Constitution means something. We need to support them candidly and let them know that we are supportive of, if not the substance of the decisions, the method that they pursue in their work.
Mm-hmm. All right.
Jim, we will take a quick break here. Stay with us.
Come back with more.
Yep, we'll have more right after this on John and Gordy in the Morning.
I fought the law and the law won. 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 I fought the law.
You're listening to Civic Media. Find the latest news, information, and archives of all your favorite shows on the Civic Media website, civicmedia.us.
WMDX, it's John and Gordy in the Morning.
7:52, this portion of the show brought to you by Verlo Mattress. Wake up and sleep better on a Verlo Mattress. A lot has changed since they first opened their doors in 1958, but some things remain constant, like they're still direct-to-consumer and providing superior products at unbeatable prices. Verlo Mattress, two Madison locations, east side and west side, or go to verlo.com. I want to remind our listeners, you can go to WMDXradio.com and sign up for the newsletter. It comes out every Thursday, and it offers you behind-the-scenes information as well as a good overview of what's going on in Madison and here at WMDX. Just go to WMDXradio.com. Back with Jim Santel for a few more minutes.
Yes, we've got a few more topics to cover. You know, I do have a little summary of what the court has done so far. They've handed the administration wins on its efforts to shrink the size of the federal government, immigration enforcement, deportations, scaling back legal protections for transgender people, removing independent government watchdogs, and they're working, of course, on allowing states to gerrymander minority areas out of the voting process, essentially. And what else? We talked about something yesterday, and
sure. It was just that among other things, it looks like the Supreme Court may be taking up another possible swing at the Voting Rights Act of the mid-1960s. Oh, it guarantees people of color in this country the right to vote, uninhibited, also to address language barriers. It looks, as you just said, John, that they're going to be taking up an issue related to whether or not gerrymandering is permissible under the Voting Rights Act. It's a little bit more specific than that. But we may see yet another. There have been two in the past, basically rescinding major portions, Sections 4 and 5, and amending Section 2. Now we're going back again, maybe, in the next term, and saying, let's further restrict this major landmark civil rights litigation, legislation, rather, in the 1960s that protected people come to voting. Let's take a look at that now.
Yeah.
And again, we'll see what happens in this coming term as well.
Yeah, it's crazy because, you know, all these other states are thinking about, the red states are thinking about redistricting again, right, in midterm, in order to gain some advantage in the House. So we'll see what happens with that. It's crazy stuff. You know, the overarching question here, and I always look at the forest for the trees, we've gone so far to the right with this Supreme Court that, you know, the Democrats had a chance maybe to consider adding more Supreme Court justices to the bench to kind of neutralize this or take this out. We should have done that. I mean, it seems like at this point we should have at least gone out on that limb. I mean, the Republicans have gone out on that limb. They've used this court to their advantage. Why can't we do something as adventurous or as crazy as, you know, maybe adding more Supreme Court justices in there to balance this thing out, to stop this this plow, this you know, incredible system that they are putting in place in this country that doesn't seem to follow the Constitution in any way, shape, or form?
Right. couple of observations. One is changing the numbers of justices.
Yeah.
You do not need a constitutional amendment to that. Check your constitution. Doesn't tell us how many there need to be. We know it's been low as 5. FDR proposed going up to 11, 13.
Yeah.
We're at 9 because that's where the Congress set it up. So it's through a legislative change. Now, that can be a big hurdle, certainly right now. But at times in the past when we've had those opportunities, as you're saying, seizing on it and say, you know what? 9 is a number. 11 is not unwieldy. Maybe 23 is too many. Then you've got a committee, right?
Yeah.
But addressing that, Joe Biden, rightly or wrongly, went out and said, I am not in favor of adding more justices. And here we are. And we've got 9. We don't know exactly if one or two of them may even retire in the next year. You still have time in this Congress for a Supreme Court justice. People look to Clarence Thomas. People look to Sam Alito and say, gee, maybe they're going to leave to give this president another nomination. You've got more than a year to do that. And as we saw with Amy Coney Barrett, Republicans, when they're in charge, and they are right now in charge of the Senate, they can get that done in 13 days if they need to.
Yeah.
And so all kinds of things could happen here, not changing necessarily the ideological composition of the Supreme Court, but changing the people. And with due respect to age and my own longevity and my own age, replacing some folks who are 60 and 70 with some people who are in their 40s, knowing that they will remain on the court for 40 more years.
Right.
That's the advantage of doing these replacements now.
Well, I'm thinking there should be a term limit.
Term limits.
Yeah. At least that.
Yeah.
Right? A 20-year term limit.
There's some very interesting things proposed by in the United States Senate, the House. Again, the Constitution has been interpreted to say no term limits, but there's some language that basically identifies different categories of justices and say, we're not going to kick you off the court. We're simply going to change what you can do.
Oh, yes.
And
yes,
that, interestingly, legislatively, they probably can do. You've got some very interesting pieces pending there. Again, would that pass in this Congress? No. But could it pass again in a changed Congress beginning January of 2027 with a new House, a new Senate? Could you do that kind of thing? Yes, you could. Mm-hmm. And again, would require the signature of a president. That will still be Donald Trump. Huge burden there, huge a hurdle. But there are remedies to this, and people should not be desperate in thinking we are set with this Supreme Court for all time. The other thing I'll offer is, you know what? For those justices, the three of them who are still out there, to my perspective, saying the right thing, advocating on behalf of decency and common good and procedure, write them a letter and tell them, you know what? They'll never write back. Kenji Brown Jackson, I appreciate what you said. Sonia Sotomayor, thank you for being this voice of reason. Elena Kagan, good work. Do that. Let them know that you're out there supporting them.
Absolutely.
Good ideas. Jim Santel, we have to leave it there. Thank you for joining us.
Yeah, we needed you this morning.
You can listen to Jim with his Amicus, a law review on Saturdays, 9 to 11 a.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network. Coming up tomorrow, Rocker will be in the studio with a preview of Atwood Fest happening this weekend in Madison, Saturday and Sunday.
Huge
also,
event.
More tickets to give away to Brewers games. And Pam Yonke will join us. Savannah Tomei Olson as well.
Watch. Jam-packed.
Yep. Stephanie Miller's next. Have a great day. So long.
Have a good time.
Yes.
Despite everything.
Okay.
The national news cycle never stops, but it can be hard to find news about your local community. Civic Media is dedicated to providing quality local and state news coverage across Wisconsin. With the Civic Media app, you can get notifications about local stories that matter to you and your community. Find the free Civic Media app in your phone's app store and choose notifications from the menu to tell us what kind of news you want to hear about.